In this bulletin, a British-Australian academic detained in Iran has been released in a prisoner swap. China claims Australian coal imports failed to meet environmental standards. And in sport, football legend Diego Maradona dies of a heart attack, age 60. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadir. British-Australian academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert has reportedly been freed in a prisoner exchange for three Iranians. The University of Melbourne lecturer has been detained in Iran since September of 2018 on charges of espionage, which she strongly denied. State media is reporting that an Iranian businessman and two Iranian citizens who had been held overseas for breaching sanctions have been exchanged for Dr. Moore-Gilbert. Footage aired by a state TV shows her at the airport wearing a grey hijab, appearing to be waiting to board a plane to leave Iran. The Australian government is yet to comment on her release. A senior Australian diplomat has spoken of a sharper competition for international power now that the United States is no longer the single global superpower. Department of Foreign Affairs Secretary Frances Adamson says China aims to set international standards.
China may have reached a point where it believes that it can largely set the terms of its future engagement with the world. If it has, I believe it is mistaken. And that is because there is far more to be gained for China and for everyone else through working constructively and collaboratively within the international system, without resort to pressure or coercion.
Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Zhao Lijian, says some Australian coal imports have failed to meet environmental standards.
In recent years, Chinese customs have conducted risk monitoring assessments on the safety and quality of imported coals, and we found that many imported coals have failed to meet environmental standards.
Australian coal has been unofficially banned from China since October, impacting Australian industries such as copper, lobster, and wine. An Adelaide high school is closed for deep cleaning after a female student tested positive for COVID-19. The positive result was confirmed late yesterday, with SA Health issuing a directive for anyone who attended Woodville High School on Monday to isolate immediately, along with every member of their household. The school will be deep cleaned today as authorities conduct contact tracing and make a risk assessment. It's unknown whether the case is linked to the Parafield cluster in Adelaide's north. The Australian government is considering plans to ensure a high rate of future international arrivals are immunized against COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says those who are not could be required to spend 2 weeks in quarantine at their own expense. Speaking virtually at the launch of the Australia-United Arab Emirates Business Council, Mr. Morrison says there's much work still to be done.
COVID-19 has been a calamity for the world, a global health crisis, and a global economic crisis. I described COVID-19 as being akin to an economic meteor hitting the global economy. We've successfully limited the spread of the virus. Still, the human and economic toll has been severe and the way back will be hard.
Health officials say there would be exemptions for travelers with legitimate medical reasons. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has described the next 48 hours of high-level Brexit talks as decisive. The 27-member bloc seeks to clinch a trade deal with Britain after its departure from the European Union, which expires in 5 weeks' time. Speaking at the European Parliament, Ms. von der Leyen says important issues remain to be solved.
The next days are going to be decisive. The European Union is well prepared for a no-deal scenario, but of course we prefer to have an agreement. But one thing is clear. Whatever the outcome, there has to be and there will be a clear difference between being a full member of the Union and being just a valued partner.
The division of fishing quotas and access to waters remains a contentious issue, so too finding ways to settle future disputes and ensuring economic fair play. To sport, Football legend Diego Maradona has died of a heart attack at the age of 60. The Argentina World Cup winner and national team's former manager had been in hospital in Buenos Aires after surgery to remove a blood clot on his brain earlier this month. Maradona is widely regarded as one of the greatest footballers of all time and was the inspiration for Argentina's World Cup success in Mexico in 1986. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez has declared 3 days of national mourning after the news of his death. And now to weather. Heatwave conditions are expected in much of New South Wales and the ACT this week. Temperatures are set to reach high 30s and mid 40s, that's around 10 to 16 degrees above average for this time of the year. Fire danger risks will range from very high to severe. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a sunny 27. Adelaide, also sunny, 33. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower or two, 30 degrees. Wollongong, a sunny 27. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 29 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions as yesterday, 31 degrees. Brisbane, 29 degrees with clouds clearing. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm at 35 degrees.